Okay, so there's a very, very famous words in the beginning of the Parsha. Yomar Hashem Moshe Amor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amartel aleim l'nevesh lo yitma ba'amav. Hashem famously tells Moshe to tell Aaron a Kohen and tell all the Kohanim that anyone who has a Kohen DNA, anyone who's in the Kohen tribe should make sure that they never become impure. So probably the most famous words, or one of the top five in all of Rashi's. Rashi says, "Emorva Amarta." Why the double lashon that you should tell and then tell again? Gemara says in Yevamos Kuf Yudalad Amon Aleph, "Lahazir Gedolim Ala Ketanim," to warn the older Kohanim to make sure that even the younger Kohanim should make sure that they never become impure. Very good. "Lahazir Gedolim Ala Ketanim." That's the pashup shot to make sure that the older Kohanim always make sure that their younger kindlech don't go into a kivrei ovos and stuff like that. Make sure they never become tamimes and stuff like that. However, the Rebbe Reb Melech, Reb Eli Melech Lezhinsk, wants to use these words of Rashi, Lahazir Gedolim Ala Ketanim, in a very machshavatik way. Today is actually the yahrzeit of one of his most famous Talmidim, Reb Menachem Mendel Rimanov. So if we're quoting Torah from Reb Eli Melech, it should be a chiz for one of his most famous Talmidim, Reb Menachem Mendel Rimanov. So let's see it inside over here. This is an incredible idea. The Ve'enyan Acher Nir Lefarsh Divei Rashi, we have to try to understand Rashi's words in a deeper way. What does that mean, Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim? Let's just say outside what he means by the word gadol and katan. So sometimes in a person's life, he has a gadol, right? He's very inspired. Lag ba'omer. He has a shavuos. He has a Pesach. But on the regular Tuesday in the shir, he's not feeling it so much, right? Or the day that maybe he got back at bad test grade, and he's not feeling it as though he's avodas Hashem so much. That's what he calls katnus. Lahazir gadolim al ketanim. Even when you're inspired during your godol times, and you're at that revimer gehilula, and you're on top of the world, you mamish use those inspirational moments to be able to get us through even the times that were hard. See what he says here. Lahazir gadolim al ketanim. Yos kol ha'adam b'shah she'osei b'torah. Anytime there's a person learning Torah or b'tzvila or b'ze'ez davar kedusha, azu v'gadlus ha'mochad. Then he's in this time. His neshama is expanding. He's able to think of great things, right? However, what happens when sometimes we fall, right? Aval achar tefila is a kedusha, but sometimes after the davening or after that inspirational talk, whatever, nova lakatnis, we fall down until we build to something kalos come and go in Kabbalistic terms, katnis hamochin. It means that we're not in that expansive way anymore. We're not inspired, right? And sometimes that's exactly when the yitzhar comes. What does the Rebbe Melech say? Lahazir gedolim al ketanim. Even during when you're going through that inspirational moment, to make sure to be able to take that with you. That even when you're going through the ketanim times in your life, you're still able to go on. Ki adam sarach lios tamim b'kedusha v'tahara bli hefzek rega achad. A person always has to be dafka kadosh and tar pure, which means always trying to grow in the Avodas Hashem. Whether you're having a good day or a bad day. And that's exactly the word. V'zeh lahazir gedolim perish b'shah she megalas al ketanim. And even when you're having a hard day, and even when you got a bad test grade, or even when you got into a fight with this person or that person, you still try to plug through, because you remember those times that it was so clear to you. Like every Shabbos, it's so clear what our job is in this world. You feel different on Shabbos, right? The whole reason of Shabbos is Shabbos is the end of the week. Shabbos is the beginning of the week. Shabbos is the sof machshava, but sof ma'isav machshava techila. We take Shabbos the whole week. And we understand. We only understand that even though something bad happened this week, that whatever it is, I'm able to go on and go forward. And that's the whole voter of Rabbi Shimon. That's the whole voter of Lag BaOmer. To be able to have this positive outlook, this optimistic outlook, that even though 24,000 students died, Rabbi Kiva said, "No, we're starting again." Rabbi Shimon is Dafka the Tana, wrote the Zohar, is able to see within every Jew, as we said earlier in the week, to light up every Jew, every letter, to light us up, even when it's hard. Dafka, we never get down on ourselves, Chas V'Shalom, and never give up. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, you know, sometimes we connect to weddings. So we're going to try to connect it to a wedding as well. Sometimes, when it comes to a wedding, there's so many million things going on, and the caterer didn't get this. You'll see Bez Hashem, and the flowers didn't happen. At the end of the day, what's going on there? There's such godless happening. Don't get stuck on the ketanim. Don't get stuck on if the flowers didn't come out right, or if the menu didn't this that. Whatever it is, if I'm a parent and I'm sending my child to the chuppah, I want to be able to show them, be able to give them this message. you know, obviously always be very inspired in your entire life. And there are going to be times in your life that there are going to be hard times, and not everything's going to be clear. Sometimes, you know, a person's going to go through challenges and troubles. But always remember, the Ribbono Shel Olam is always there. Always remember, Hazer Gadol, take this time that you're getting married now, be able to say you're able to plug through. And maybe we could say another pshat, Hazer Gadol Nakatanim, that the parents should tell the Katanim, don't worry about the little Nashkat, because you didn't, the person didn't give it this or that, where, you know, sometimes you get so involved in all shus and by simchas. As Hashem, if we take this message of Lahazer Gadol Nalak Tanim, the message which is really the message of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon, be able to always take out the inspiring moments in our entire life to get us through the katanos times. And Bez Hashem, always have this positive outlook on our whole of Avodas Hashem. Zoch Bez Hashem to be together with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, going from Meiron to Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Have a wonderful Shabbos.